Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay. Radio, the way it should be heard. You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalktainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. The world's greatest radio. And you're in touch with Wiggins World of Wellness. And I'm Stacy Wiggins, and this is radio the way it should be heard. Today, I have a very interesting topic, perspective, for you to consider. The whole topic today, it won't be whole topic, but what really got me started was the whole opiate drug addiction that we are currently experiencing. And, you know, I tried to just look at it, be on the sidelines, and like, yeah, I see what's going on. It's really horrible. It is horrendous that this many amount of people are using them or are hooked on them or whatever the challenge is. But even more so, that got me, oh man, got me pissed off, got me ticked, got me angry, was, and I don't want to remember the doctor's name, but there is a doctor here in town in Columbus, Ohio, that has been recently on the news and has, well, let's straight up say it. He's killed people. He's killed many people in his care at a certain hospital here in the Columbus area. And it's just another one of those, oh my God, people shaking, waking up their consciousness. Does it have to become this bad? Does it have to become this blatant that human life is, you know, not much worried about, not much cared for? That we are at this point in time that we are hooked on drugs that take and suck the very life out of us? So I'm thinking, wow, you know, how can I chime in on this? How can I rant on this? How can I find some solutions, you know, not just going off at the mouth and saying, well, there's these numbers and percents in this neighborhood and that neighborhood. Hey, we all are dealing with a common challenge, and that's pain. It really is. And this pain really has not been defined, because, you know, you get a doctor may take a report and say, well, what kind of pain is it? And it's a stabbing pain, doc. It's a numbing pain, or it's a kind of dull aching pain, or funny, sometimes it just feels funny. Well, those are all symptoms of pain, but pain itself. All right, sit down, stand up, grab a pencil, grab a pen. We're going to break some things down today that they're going to blow your mind, because it is this simple. We have been brainwashed in a big way to think it's so complicated, so impossible, that health in of itself is like, it's a mirage out there. Someday we'll get there. But health is, it's natural. It should be an everyday event, an expected event, a common sense event. But look at society today. Woo, it is far from that. So, drum roll please. Bam. Define pain. Here it goes. It is so simple. And I want you to understand where I'm coming from. Because I have for over 31, 32 years, 30 plus years, worked on people, body work, massage, worked on people's pains, okay? Their muscular chronic tension. Now, I burnt my hand, and I need to mention this because that's a different kind of pain. An accident, some kind of immediate trauma, that is an acute pain. I'm really here to address the chronic pain that most of us go through after a fall, an injury, an operation, the inability for the body to bounce back, and thus we need some help with some drugs, but we stay stuck on that. So that's the category. That's the area I'm trying to address here. But in all people's areas, all people's pain, this formula is true, and it's true from the very first day that I thought about this, well over 20 years ago, and even more true today. There's just more evidence, and the evidence is everywhere. It's abundantly apparent that pain equals less of oxygen or no oxygen. So pain equals reduced oxygen. Yeah. Wow. Woohoo! Get a Nobel Peace Prize for that. Well, here's the deal. Whenever you can get oxygen to the area, which means also blood flow to the area, you bring in the healing components to make that happen. However, when you do not have the oxygen to go in, as well as the nutrients, to repair, regenerate, supply the area, the broken shoulder, hip, ankle, or just poor eyesight, if you do not have the available minerals, the available raw materials for your body to regenerate better, it's not going to happen. But more importantly, if you do not have the levels of oxygen to even have your body perform at such a level, that's not going to happen. So let me unfold this for you. And this is why when you listen to people that have done something for many, very many years, oftentimes they kind of like sound like they're going to go overboard. Well, come overboard with me, because it's so apparent that we do not understand this, but it's right in front of our faces. So from my perspective, doing body work on people, addressing their tightnesses, their pains, their ills, I've had, we won't say 100% success rate, but such a high percent success rate of the reduction of pain by the releasing of the tight muscle, the releasing of the tight tendon, the joint. It's really apparent that when you can increase the flow of blood, chi, energy, nutrients, and whisk out the toxins that were accumulated in there because it was a traffic jam, you know, couldn't get things in, couldn't get things out. So these toxins that accumulate also create an environment that's very acidic, that's very irritating. So now the nerves are being irritated. Well, here's what's going on. Pain equals lack of oxygen. Pain equals nerve irritation. Pain equals less than full life vitality. So let's say if you held your breath, after 2 minutes, you'd be in a lot of pain. You'd be gasping for air. Your whole body would be shouting out, oh, give me some air. So you don't want to caught me off guard. So that air is pretty important, as you can see, because if you don't have it, you're dead. But if you have a little less of it, there's a level of pain that's associated with it. So here's the caveat. I could just close on the show just in 5 minutes, but we're going to unfold this so you can have a much better base understanding why I have been out of pain for over 24 or 5 years. Pretty much, well, pain-free of chronic pain, but you know, you have your bumps, your bruises, your overworking of some muscles and some acute pain, but not chronic pain. I have throughout my life managed to identify, rectify when possible, and balance out through other techniques, whether it be nutrition or body movement or balancing of the brain or anything that's going to be on the beneficial side of healing the body, as opposed to taking a look at the negative side of the body, not body, the negative side of our culture and all the things that are involved with the demise of our health. It's a big chapter. It's a book. So when we go into pain, we have responses. Usually it's less breathing. It's a tightening up of the injured area, or, you know, it's a reduction of flow. And this is a natural process because oftentimes when you are hurting something, you want to bring it in close to your body so you don't re-injure it. However, when you leave it there in that tight state, then you begin to create postural stress or, once again, lack of flow of energy. And being that we are overly tight, the tension that creates this lack of oxygen, and the other aspect that I've addressed in the past, and I think it kind of sometimes is like noodles. Sometimes it sticks on the wall, and other times the whole idea just slides off the wall. That our alkaline acid lifestyle makes all the difference. So here's the equation. Pain equals lack of oxygen. Pain-free equals, check this out, alkaline and flexibility, or full flow of life's energy. Here's why. It's very, very simple. Every time you are in the flow, you are in a state. This state is less resistance. It's full energy. It's vitality. It's energy coursing through your body, through your veins, and through your brain, through your mind. You are sharp. You're acute. You are like on it. And you could do several things, you know, at 1,000 miles. But that's a state of flow. Oftentimes we are not in this state of flow and do drugs or do whatever it is to try to get to that state of flow, where actually it's a natural state to have. It's just, what have we done to shut off this state, and what have we invested in to deny ourselves to regaining this state of flow? So it's the same thing. What have we done to get into this pain culture, and what can we do to get out of this pain culture? Because it's certainly apparent more drugs is not the answer. Oh, here's another fun fact and figure that I ran across. I'm not going to verify it. Probably doesn't need to be verified. But here in America, we're number one, maybe? Yeah, number one in armaments and war and warring in other countries. But where are we in literacy? Where are we in teaching our children through adults? Where are we? Somewhere in the late 50s. So more than 50 other countries have a higher literacy rate than the people that have the hand on the button. Okay? Is that crazy? I think it's crazy. We've got the strongest might and power, but our brain power, it's a little weak. No, you're way out of balance there. So let me tie this back into our opioid crises. We are out of balance in so many different ways, and we're so locked into that chronic pain state that we're willing to try, we're willing to sacrifice sometimes our very own lives, unknowingly. Here's what we can do. We can start to address pain by giving it its new definition. Pain is the result of less oxygen, less flow of energy through whatever area. Now, oftentimes you might not feel pain in the reduction of your liver flow. But what is pain called when it's in your heart? Remember that? It's called myocardial infarction. Infraction. What does that even mean? Myocardial infraction. Well, here's what it means. Myo is muscle. Cardio is the muscle of the heart. And infraction, you know what? Don't have to look that word up, because in and fraction simply means a less than whole amount. So you have myocardial infraction, myo, muscle, heart, infraction, less than. You get a pain because you are without oxygen, without blood flow. And when I say without oxygen, I am also meaning it's synonymous to without proper blood flow. Many times in the past I've referred to how important our blood flow is, and it's really amazing to find out that we all have a certain amount of blood in our bodies. And I calculated it out to be that the amount of blood I have, which is pretty similar to everyone else, it weighs approximately 35 pounds. So I have a lot of fluids on me. Supposedly we're 60, 70, some maybe 80% fluid. So if I am, let's do the math, it's going to be simple. I drink a lot of water, so we'll make the math easy. I'm 80% hydrated. I have 80% water. So 35 pounds minus 200, we'll do the simple math, I'm actually about 210, but 35 pounds minus 200 would give me 165, okay? So minus the blood that's in my body, my body would weigh 165 pounds. Okay, follow me here. The rest of the fluid, which would still be 80% of 165 pounds, which if we did the math, how many pounds is that? Maybe about 130 pounds. So 130 pounds remaining, once the blood is taken out, is the lymphatic system. It's our waste system. It's our interstitial fluid. Okay? Let me bring this to you. We are filled with toxins and waste. But every time you cut yourself, it's like blood's the first thing to come out. It's like, how's that work? I don't know. It's crazy. But we have way more lymphatic tissue, waste tissue, toxins. It's called inflammation, mucus, all these different terms. We have way more than the amount of blood coursing through our bodies. So it is most important that we have our removal system, our lymphatic system, our cleansing of the body, of all the organs, which is separate from your immune system and your digestive system, but it's certainly intricately involved. So we have this huge amount of fluid that we need to get moving around in order to get waste products out. When the waste products don't go out, what happens? We call it arthritis. We call it inflammation. We give it certain names because if it's recent, it's inflammation. If it's been there for a couple years, it's arthritis. No. It's all the same thing. An accumulation of toxins, of maybe parasites, but things that are reducing the flow of energy, reducing the flow of blood. This creates pain. It hurts. It's painful. Oh, every time I move it, it hurts. So you don't move it, which, of course, isn't helping the situation. So now we have ourselves riddled with pain, riddled with toxins. We're not breathing much, and we're now starting to figure out, oh, I have to be whatever it's called, alkaline, which is a state of health, actually. You can reverse all of these symptoms. You can get out of pain. You can be pain-free. It's really not that complicated. It's really not that hard. It's just where we have come from and how committed we are in our brains, we make it hard up here. I tell people all the time, I can change the dynamics of your body. I can get you pain-free in between hours to days, but it's your brain, it's your mind, it's your habits that are going to flip you right back to it. So there's the learning part. That's the learning curve, that when you understand that, man, I need to change my body. No, the change needs to occur at a higher level, even spiritually. But we'll get into that a little bit later. So the cultures who demonstrate non-addictive behaviors. What cultures were non-addictive cultures? Well, most of the indigenous, natural-born people to the land did not have anywhere near the level of addictiveness that we are currently experiencing. So what, Stacy, do I go out and hug a tree and I get things done and, you know, take care of business? And no, that's not what I'm saying. However, if you turn around and scratch your back on a tree, that's very helpful. But when you reintegrate nature into your life, you soon start to slow things down so you can see things for what they are, start to deduce things, start to deduct how it is you are so involved in your own demise. Yes, I said it, and I mean it. I tell people that they're highly invested in their own demise, and I get this kind of blank look, or you can see the computer's going, but it's like highly invested. Well, here's exactly what I mean. Say, great example, cigarettes. If you're going to smoke cigarettes, we know that cigarettes are not healthy for you, and yada, yada, yada. But the investment that it takes to go out and buy them, spend money, and then smoke them, that's, you know, you're doing something there. However, if you were to stop that habit, cold turkey or with some type of help, and pick up a habit of deep breathing on the ball, increasing the lung capacity of your diaphragm, you actually would save money because you are no longer investing in a item that's killing you, and you would be increasing your, once you buy a ball, $35, and you would be increasing your vitality and decompressing your spine at the same time. Now, that deal, You can't get a better deal than that. You drop a habit, you pick up a habit. Both are weighing in on your life. Which one are you going to choose? Because your body is always ready, willing, and wanting to heal. Just how invested are we in preventing that to occur? So, back to this opioid problem. We're not healing. We're always in constant pain. And when I use the word constant, I heard that opioids are constipating. They reduce the flow of toxins that go out of your body. So you want to scratch your head. It's like, okay, Stacy just explained that accumulation of toxins is pretty much the number one reason why we're in pain. And now we're going to take something that's going to even further reduce my ability to eliminate these toxins? That just doesn't make sense. Come on. So here's what happens. When you become alkaline, and what do you mean by alkaline, Stacy? Well, you look at our lifestyle. Our current lifestyle is food choices are very acidic. When we eat these foods, our body become even more acidic. We have problems digesting, we're burping, we're gassing, and the food is not being broken down properly. One of the byproducts of improper digestion is a higher acid level throughout your body. This causes, well, let me back up. A Nobel Peace Prize winner, Paul Wahlberg in 1939, I believe. He worked for Hitler. Proved one point, and it's a openly known point, and it's been discussed many times, and I've said it a few times myself, that in an alkaline environment, health exists. In an acidic environment, disease pretty much is able to exist. So when your body is in a level of high oxygenation, green leafy foods, eating foods that are going to raise your vitality, then you're existing in an alkaline state. Now, then this alkaline state, your body is recovering, repairing, regenerating so much faster. And it's going after those old joints that have that old accumulated material, and it's breaking it down. It's letting it out. Your freedom of your joints begin to really kick in. And then with increased stretching, you become aware that tension, inflexibility, is the supporting factor to your pain. Yes. So that tension, that inflexibility, is a very much of a key component that reduces your blood flow, that reduces your oxygenation, that reduces your exchange for good nutrients in, bad waste products out. Tension, tightness. So, understanding that, working on people for thousands of people for many years, that's the conclusion that I've come up with. And because not only myself, many of my clients and friends who have taken some degree of my advice are living also a pain-free lifestyle, it makes pretty doggone easy sense to figure out pain equals a lack of oxygen, a reduction of flow of energy. And I learned that through working on muscles, on trigger points, on tightnesses. That transferred to my own knowledge of working on my tightnesses, my chronically held areas, which once discovered and alleviated, then catapulted me to a level of flexibility that I have never had in my life. I am more flexible today at age 57 than I have ever been in my life. And that's an easy statement to say. So you have a choice. You really do. You can lead a life of pain. You can lead a life of acidic, cultural, hip things to do. You know, one time I found myself in German Village just about well over 30 years ago. But I was into the nutritional understanding of everything that I do is going to have a consequence. So I was in some bar listening to a band, sipping on my second beer, some kind of Canadian beer, because I thought it needed to be fancy with it. Now I'm thinking, okay, I spent so-and-so $2.50, I don't know what it was, on this beer, and now I got to go home and spend a little more money on taking some vitamin C and maybe some digestive enzymes or a probiotic to offset the alcohol that I'm drinking. And it really kind of just, you know, it's that proverbial board over the head. Stacy, what are you more invested in? Are you invested in your demise? We're out to have a good time, drink some alcohol. Or are you invested in the building of your health and the securing of your future health by micromanaging your every move? Not micromanaging so much as observing what it is that you're doing. So that is part of the lessons that you learn along the way, is you become your best friend. You start to look at yourself and laugh at yourself. Look at that. I'm spending this amount of time dealing with this problem or the person or the situation where you could possibly just put it to the side or no longer invite that into your life. And that is where you find your energy, is recovering it. You always produce energy. We are energetic human beings, but if we are being vampirized, and if we are being so tight that the cost of tension is killing you, parasites. There's human parasites, and there's also real small micro bug parasites. But the bottom line, a parasite is pretty much zapping energy from you, taking the food that you feed yourself first, and kind of pooping in the corner, leaving it more toxic than not. So a parasite is something that is very depleting, very exhausting in life. And if you cannot get rid of them, they will kill you. It's simple as that. And on the way to that death, it's just ugly. It's just ugh. So let's see here. Let me flip the idea here real quick. Where are we now? All right, so we defined what pain is, and we're talking mostly about chronic pain, pain that's been over a long period of time, pain that's developed into a tight shoulder problem, a tight hip problem, this type of pain that later on down the road, 10 years, 20, 30 years down the road, you end up having hip replacements or knee replacements or joint replacements because you have compressed this area, reduced the flow of energy, a blood flow of oxygen. And so in essence, you have just destroyed a part of your body by being super tight. Seriously, it's no more complicated than that. The excessive tension that we carry, the tightness, the muscles that are always tight, are crushing our very structure. Many chiropractors, medical doctors, they'll put up an x-ray up on there and say, all right, see, Mr. Jones, yeah, it looks like your T8, T9, your thoracic cavity's kind of, you got bulging disc. Well, I'd be like, hey, doc, wait, time out. How does one get a bulging disc? You know, give me that. If I'm going to reverse something, first at least let me know how I got there. And if they can't supply the answer, you need to find it elsewhere. Really, really do. So that's the same thing with the pain. Hey, doc, how did I get this pain? What circumstances, what environment must be involved for me to be in this perpetual pain? Because let's face it, God made me, and God didn't intend for me to be in pain all my life. At least that's the choice I'm making. Now, some of us think we need to be in pain. Whew, that's a deep issue. But we'll just leave it at that for now. So the desire to eliminate these signs of pain, we've often gone to take a pill. Give me a solution. I don't want to understand it. I don't want to be responsible for my pain. I just want to get rid of it. It ain't going to happen. Until you understand and study your life and require those observations to see where you are responsible, you will not figure out how to be pain-free. It's pretty simple. Because the math is real simple. Pain equals lack of oxygen. Pain equals an acidic lifestyle. It is that simple. But we've been brainwashed by Big Pharma. And we were, check this out. We were taught to shun nature, shun grandma's natural, you know, cod liver oil cures. We were taught to shun anything that really had the connection with us and nature. And, well, the medical doctor's got a little something for you. And it's like, okay, what's that made of? Well, a pharmaceutical drug, by definition, has petroleum distillates in it, has petroleum byproducts in it. A pharmaceutical drug, by definition, has a LD50, a lethal dose of 50%. So that's how they figure out how much you can take, because it's going to kill you. I'll tell you what, let's come back to that pharmaceutical approach, because that's part of why we are where we are today in our painful, painful time to be on this planet. And it doesn't have to be that way. Here at TalkTainmentRadio.com, we go where you go. Check us out on 94.1 WGRN. Podcasts are available. Download TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. More answers to our challenges of today here on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Just holler. Come on and holler back. When you gonna holler? When you gonna holler back? Hey, come on and holler. Are you ready for a high school that allows you to work at a place that is right for you? Are you ready to earn a certification in healthcare, business, or manufacturing while achieving your high school diploma? Then you are ready for Life Skills High School, a free public school option for high school students 16 to 21 years old. Learn more about your free high school educational options at lifeskillshs.org or call them at 1-800-888-7992. Life Skills High School, education that fits your life.
For the class of 07, finishing high school can be a struggle.
I sort of got messed up into gangs and other stuff.
There are struggles in the classroom and out of it.
I bounced from like foster home to foster home.
But even with all the obstacles in their way, they want to graduate.
It would just make the entire family proud to know that one of us actually made it.
Introducing the class of 07, 10 films by 10 students across the nation trying to graduate. Go to boostup.org to see their stories. High school is hard. Graduating is harder. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of A Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kicking online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kicking products are better than those other guys. Ash Kicking candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Shop Ash Kicking online at www.ashkickin.com.
I've got the water, energy bars, and camera. I think we're set for the hike.
Almost. We need to protect our skin. Don't forget your wide-brimmed hat and sunscreen.
All right. I've got the hat. I've got SPF 30. Will that work?
Yeah, anything 15 or higher is good. Just make sure it says broad spectrum.
Great. Got it. I am not getting burned again. Let's go.
Learn more at cdc.gov/cancer.
Sex Code War by Kahari Inaharo, the author of the Essence magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. And this is Stacy Wiggins on Wiggins World of Wellness. And boy, let me reintroduce our topic. We were talking about the opioid crises and how people are just dying left and right, and how there's a simple solution to it. And the simple solution, I really wanted to break it down to a level that everyone can understand this, because We've never asked the simple question. Hey, what is pain? Why is it here? What are the circumstances? What are the necessary components for me to be in pain? You have to ask that question. And then you're going to ask the other equation, the other side of the equation question is, what does it take? What's the necessary components? What kind of environment must I be in to be pain-free? It is that simple. It really is that simple. Because it's not by luck. It's not by happenstance. I've been pain-free for well over 22 years. And that certainly has a lot to do with when I became balanced, when I became to experience full flow of energy from the brain hemispheres down. Nothing was being shut off. My body was fully flowing, fully accessing energy flow. I had still tightnesses and tensions that I later on worked out, but it was the first time in my life when I began to maintain a balanced state, a balanced brain hemisphere state, that I truly not only could feel what's going on with my body, but I could observe what's going on with my mind. My mind was becoming more developed. It wanted to learn. It would thirst for learning. Knowledge was like, knowledge was manna to me. It was my best meal, my best food. And knowledge of self, knowledge of health, knowledge of this whole culture we're living in, and what is it can I do? What is it that I can to help participate in helping this world at this time to increase our ability to live better, our health, our wellness? So this is my mission, and welcome. You're living it and you're part of it. So it's a journey. It certainly is a journey. And every road that you take, it ain't always pretty. So what are the conditions needed to be pain-free? There's a good question. And once you've experienced some lessening of pain, here's another really good question. Are you then considered healthy? No. You're on your way, but pain-free is not 100% healthy. It's a place towards health. So what I want to make sure that you understand is just trying to eliminate pain is not going to be the be-all, end-all, woohoo, I'm super healthy now. No, it's just an indication that you're working out of a long, downward spiraling ill health lifestyle that's really created the challenges that we currently express. Quickly, I'm going to read this, my very, very first article. It was printed in 1999. Doesn't that sound like a long time ago? Well, it is. Because I start out by saying, having 10 years as a practicing massage therapist, that's just 10 years, I've had a chance to see a large amount of people who are stressed, tense, and chronically tight. People walking around with no idea how tight they really are. And some people, even worse, have no idea how they got that way. It has become a huge challenge for me to develop the awareness in others regarding tension and how bad it really is, how heavy is the cost of their stress, and how to address it. When dealing with stress and related issues, a short review of human anatomy and physiology is needed. See, I always love to teach. The degree of muscle tightness is also related to decrease in blood and lymph flow. This affects the inflow of nutrients and the outflow of toxins. If you can't eliminate toxins, your body is in trouble. Remember that? That fluid that we talked about? We calculated we got a whole bunch of fluid in us and it's not blood. Exactly. If you can't eliminate, you are in trouble. If you experience a restricted range of motion due to tightness or pain, you tend to limit the use of that joint or area. When muscles stay tight, which is hypertonic, healing is hindered due to decreased blood and lymph activity, as well as the joint being jammed up or restricted. This jammed up or restrictedness then could lead towards chiropractic care. Finally, and this is the biggie, most people have no idea how much energy they are wasting because of their tension or stress level. There are a lot of people who consciously or unconsciously develop so much tension that they use more energy just lying on my massage table, being tight, than I do working on them. Granted, I'm a very relaxed individual and I consciously work towards that. The point is, carrying a 20-pound bowling ball with you all day is equivalent to high stress or tension in the neck or shoulder area. Isn't that interesting? Well, let me explain this in a different way. Imagine your tension cost you money. Okay, now you got my attention. All right, so if your tension is costing you money, the degree of tightness is proportional to the expense. So some muscles may cost you about 5 cents per minute, while other muscles may cost you several dollars per minute. And so at the end of the month, you get a billing statement from your local body mechanics, and it says, congratulations, you've only spent $750 this month in tension credits. Wouldn't that be crazy? Wouldn't that really wake you up if you knew that your tension was equivalent to robbing your bank account? Well, it is, but in worse ways. So let me see here. Get back to I left my script. Okay, it says, now you're thinking, huh? All right. If only we were to ask the questions, what do I stand to gain from being tense? What are the benefits? What has occurred in my life which caused me to become this way? These are very self-revealing and self-empowering questions. We must examine what happened in our lives, but not get swept up in analysis or bogged down by negatives, also known as analysis paralysis, and also known as studying darkness, sickness, and disease. We try to counter our fears with obsessiveness and labeling or qualifying how bad things appear to be. For instance, a bad blood vessel is a bad blood vessel, but its location qualifies it. Like, if it's in your head, it's a stroke. If it's in your chest, it's a heart attack. And if the bad blood vessel is in your legs, they're called varicose veins. It's the same symptom like mucus. If the mucus is in your head, it's sinusitis. If it's in your colon, it's irritable bowel syndrome. And if it's in your lungs, it's either pneumonia or bronchitis. So getting tense and staying tense and the increasing tension we deal with in our lives is on the rise, faster, more than ever before. How do we get off this crazy runaway train? Now, I wrote this over 20-some-odd years ago. That's something. Last paragraph. Alphabiotics can help you return to your natural, centered, balanced, and poised state of being. The self-empowering unification alignment process releases, increases, and sustains our life force energy. It has an awesome impact on how your personal life force energy flows freely and completely. It balances the mind. It balances the body. And it also incorporates the balancing of the spirit to maintain your mind-body connection. Get connected to your higher source. So that was the first article I wrote. As you could tell, it was pretty much the same thing I talk about on a constant daily basis, that we do not have any idea that tension in our lives is costing us so much. That tension, along with the reduction of oxygen, the reduction of nutrients, and the increase in toxins, is a big factor. It's the biggest factor to chronic pain. It's that simple. It blows me away that it's taken me over, 30 years to really boil it down to the most simplest terms, but it's no use in trying to get all medically termed and try to get all sophisticated with it when it comes down to being so simple. It's right in front of our face, simple. However, Big Pharma, they wouldn't want you to think that way. They are going to create fear. They're going to create doubt. And they're going to create the possibility of you getting better. Listen to those commercials. It's so funny to break it down. And then, of course, you hear the side effects. It's crazy. It's an industry built on your self-destruction. Isn't that interesting? An industry built on your self-destruction. Okay? So that's one of those things you kind of check off your list. Yeah, you got a checklist. You got a list of all the things that I do to help myself and heal myself. All the things that I do to kill myself. And you start to examine it. I'll have charts for you next time. It's really cool to see the energy that you spend, to see the money that you spend in the things that are not so healthy for us. Okay, let me see here. I was talking about Big Pharma. But it's not so much Big Pharma's fault. We've asked for it. We wanted it. We demanded it. As a matter of fact, Stacey, don't teach me about pain and where it came from. I just want to take a pill and get done with it. I got things to do, life to move on with. Come on, chop, chop. Well, if you're not taking responsibility, you are not going to get the answer. It's that simple. If you don't go to school, you don't get schooled. Okay, so our pharmaceutical industry, they schooled us. They schooled us in misinformation, misperception, and they relied on your not knowing of who you are. They relied on your lack of self-knowledge. Because as you gain more self-knowledge, guess what happens? Well, many things happen. But you become more self-sufficient. Self-sufficient also means independent. Self-sufficient and independent, whoo, those words, pharmaceutical industry, they probably don't like those words at all. They are looking for dependency. They are looking for, a dependency so deep that it could be a chronic need for pain medication. We get what we ask for. Is this wellness care or is this sick care? Is this care going to keep me sick? Or is this care that I'm invested in, that I'm doing, going to bring me to a new level of wellness? It's that simple. It is that simple. So this journey towards a pain-free living, towards a level of wellness, involves a total life observation, okay? You don't have to throw everything out. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. But you have to observe everything that you do. It is in that observation you are then able to identify some of the things that you weren't even aware of that you're invested in, and that investment is to your demise, okay? So after you start to look at yourself in a different way, in a loving way, please, I forgot to mention that, it's so easy to get down on ourselves, and it's so very easy to get depressed about once you realize some things, like the amount of time and energy you spend beating yourself up. It's easy to beat yourself up more. Believe me, I'm king in it. So I'm not claiming it anymore, but let's just say I've had a kingdom of it. And I've gotten rid of it to a good degree. So you make fun of these observations. You got to love yourself. It's like, ooh, Stacy, I didn't know you're all, wrapped up into that. Or when so-and-so said this, you got tight and couldn't breathe. What's that about? You still got an issue with this or that? So it's a discovery of self. It's a understanding of how much am I involved in my demise? So, no, this ain't easy. It's painful sometimes. But it's certainly possible, and it's going to be fun, and it's absolutely going to be worth it. Worth it. Absolutely worth it. Now, let me talk to you something about worth it, because I had somebody ask me a question the other day. Well, this was years ago, because I wrote about it, but it's still kind of tender on me. It still affects me. And the person said, Stacy, you're like, huh? What are you worth? I'm like, And that question has always made me uncomfortable because I didn't know. I don't know. Is it $1 million, $100 million? Is it beyond money? It's beyond gold, beyond diamonds. What are you worth? And all of my thoughts were outside of me. So let me finish this idea that I've written down. I didn't know what I was worth. I didn't have a concrete answer. I didn't even have a concept of what do you mean, what am I worth? Somehow, I knew that I'm supposed to have a great level of self-worth. I knew that, I'm worth a lot. I'm worth the time of day. But I would undermine that with what I saw as shortcomings. Well, Stacy, you didn't finish this, and you didn't do that, and you're not of this, and, you know, all the things that I think that I did not acquire. Or I would listen to some other point of view, some other negative internal dialogue, whether it came from me or someone else. And of course, there are plenty of other critics out there and opinions which may influence one's self-worth. What raises or lowers one's self-worth? I mean, does status raise your self-worth? Does money raise yourself? How about education? Oh, I'm educated, so I'm worthy of self. Here's a nice one. What color of skin raises your self-worth? Just making the decision to do so, deciding to say I'm worth it, raises your self-worth. Absolutely. Now, I'm worth what? What am I worth? And here it is. I need a drum roll on this one. I'm worth the love of myself. I'm worth the love of God. And I am worth the love of others. Wow. Why am I going down this rabbit hole of love and worth? Because it's the opposite direction of drug addiction, of pain, of opiates. When you become worth more, you invest more into your worthiness. When you become worth more, your health automatically starts to take leaps and bounds because you start to see what it is that you've done that may have undermined your own health. So how do you place a value on your health? I asked the other person, I asked my friend yesterday, what would you pay for the flexibility that I have? I mean, is it worth $50,000? Is it worth $100,000? If I was a football player, pro football, pro athlete, what would you pay to have the flexibility, the superior flexibility that I have? It is priceless. But along the way, you have to pay a price. You absolutely do. So that price is, are you worth it? Are you worth investing in yourself? Are you worth It's a self-care revolution, not a healthcare revolution. It's a self-care revolution. When you do care for yourself, you can care for others way much better. Way, way better. So how expensive is this going to be? It's worth whatever the cost is going to be. If you are sick and you can't go to work, what's that cost you? How much does that cost? Or let's say you're sick, you can't go to work, or and then you have to go to the doctor. How much does a doctor visit cost? All right. Or you have an injury and you can't get back on the game, on the court, on the field. How much is that injury costing you? What's the cost of medications? What's the cost of medical equipment, medical assistant, ER visits? How about just what's the cost of a full care senior citizens facility? Are you worth those? Are you worth passing up on all of those costs? How much would that cost you? The value that you place upon your own health also affects others. So now it's not just a you thing, it's others. So the more value you place on yourself, your family, and your community is affected by those choices. Simply put, in a healthy state, you are a fountain of value, of mental, physical, spiritual value in a healthy state. However, in a sick state, you are a drain to society. Not to be personal at all, but energy is taken in order to help access and ameliorate the condition of sickness. It's much easier to be healthy and maintain health than it is to get healthy. It's way, way easier to be in shape and maintain staying in shape than it is to get healthy. So here's the deal. Once you are healthy, it's worth anything and everything to stay healthy. But getting there is the price. That's the price that we have to deal with. That's the price that we have to negotiate. Because what's the value? And you have to determine the value. If you don't think you're worth it, then you're not going to put, surely you won't put much value into the work that you're going to do for yourself. You're going to continue the destructive patterns. Oh, I'll smoke cigarettes. I'll just be inactive, or I'll sit on the couch, watch TV, or whatever. So this is a great time to really do some personal auditing. We're in the coldest part of the year. We're inside. We can't do much except for watch a lot of TV or watch, whatever computer you're on. So it's time to do an audit, do an examination, an observation of you, of your lifestyle. And are you or are you not involved in your own demise, or are you involved in your own health? Our belief systems, our habits, these are all serving us to our higher good, or are they undermining us? Some things to think about. Some homework to do. What is that homework, Stacy? It's simply this. Breathing in more increases more oxygen. Breathing in more actually reduces pain. It certainly does. Give it a chance. People are going to say, I tried it twice. I breathed in once. I breathed in twice. And the pain was didn't go away. Well, you're going to need a little bit more patient with that. And you're going to be a little more focused with that. As a matter of fact, there'll be some workshops coming up here in the early spring that are going to focus exactly on how you can, at home, eliminate chronically held pain. Eliminate those bulging discs that you've accumulated over your lifetime of chronic tension, of never resolving that chronic tension, but actually adding to it. Then, mix in a little acid lifestyle, and that becomes even more tight. So you come up to your ages of being 40 and being 50, where it's like, I can't even touch the floor anymore. I'm not flexible. I'm losing it. I'm getting old. It's like, no. You're not getting old. You're just getting toxic. You're just losing the life force energy that used to freely flow through you. Now, the cost of tension, the cost of your tightness, is what's shutting you down. That's pretty simple. Oxygen. Now, who's going to back me up on this? Pharmaceutical industry? No. There's no money in it. You're just going to have to take this one on your own and work with it. Because the opposite probably is pretty effective too. Don't breathe at all. See where you're at. See what kind of results you get. Shallow breathe, little results. Big breathing, big results. One last thing real quickly. Your brain is only about 2% of your body weight, but check it out. It requires 20% of your breath. Are you breathing? Is your brain getting anything? Hello? Yeah, there you go. Breathe in again. And exhale. I remember I was telling my dad how to do this, and he said, son, I get dizzy. I can't do it. It's you got to get past it. It's because you have not had oxygen for so long, you get lightheaded. I understand. We'll get past this. You're worth it. I love you. You love you. Love someone else, and take care. Here at TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio the way it should be heard.
Gonna holler.
world's greatest radio, talktainmentradio.com.